This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. European countries have unveiled tough new measures to try to curb a surge in coronavirus infections, which the World Health Organization is warning is of great concern. As the disease marches on relentlessly, millions in Britain are facing tighter restrictions, including a ban on household mixing. Across the Channel, a curfew is to be imposed in Paris and 8 other French cities, and in Germany, there are new limits on people gathering at events. Meanwhile, international finance ministers are warning the global economy's recovery from the pandemic is uncertain. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Wrapping up a virtual annual meeting, the International Monetary Fund's policy-setting panel describes the global recovery as tentative, uneven, and marked by significant uncertainty. But IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva says swift, synchronized action, particularly by advanced economies, injected massive liquidity into the world economy and to this point has headed off the worst.
Collapse of economies, especially emerging market economies, developing countries, because of flight to safety, lack of access to finances, did not happen.
But she says don't cut the lifelines.
Pulling the plug too soon risks serious self-inflicted harm.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Turkey's involvement in the conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia has increased the risk in the region, reiterating his call for the issue to be resolved through diplomacy. Several hundred people have been killed in the deadliest flare-up of the decades-old conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. Twitter is working to resolve a global outage of the social media platform used by hundreds of millions worldwide. The outage appeared to have started around 21:30 GMT. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Senate Judiciary Committee wrapped up 4 days of hearings on U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. The committee will vote nation next week, with a full Senate expected to vote by the end of the month. President Trump and challenger Joe Biden are competing for TV audiences in dueling town halls at this hour. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
After what was to be their second debate was scrapped, the candidates will be on separate stages tonight. The president in Miami, appearing on NBC, which he calls the worst.
You're not being set up tonight.
And Joe Biden from Philadelphia on ABC.
I'd like to watch him because I want to see if he can make it through the program.
The dueling town halls are expected to draw vastly smaller audiences than a debate, with viewers forced to choose which to watch at the same time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has imposed sanctions on 6 Russian officials and 1 organization over the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny with a Soviet-era nerve agent. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The move came a day after Russia's foreign minister warned that Moscow might respond with similar measures. The decision was agreed upon among the 27 EU envoys to Brussels. EU foreign ministers agreed to impose the sanctions following a push by France and Germany to freeze the assets of those suspected of involvement and ban them from traveling in Europe under sanctions to combat the use and spread of chemical weapons. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The United Nations says more than 1,000 prisoners have been released from detention from both sides in Yemen's conflict, in the largest prisoner swap since the start of the conflict in 2015. The International Committee of the Red Cross is acting as a neutral intermediary in transporting the former detainees. Thousands of Nigerians staged fresh demonstrations on Thursday against police brutality as the army issued a warning against subversive elements and authorities banned protests in the capital. Anger over abuses by the police's special anti-robbery squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the unit and promise wider reforms. Israel's parliament voted Thursday in favor of the normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain after a marathon debate lasting more than 8 hours. A total of 80 lawmakers voted to approve the U.S. brokered agreement. Pakistani officials say at least 6 people were killed Thursday when a convoy of oil workers was ambushed by gunmen in Pakistan's restive Balochistan province. The province, which borders Afghanistan and Iran, is the poorest in the country. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.